To all of you, the season's greetings. We are happy to present Joe E. Brown, popular and versatile star of stage and screen, in an original radio play, These the Humble.
This is Joe E. Brown. It's a paradox of living that those who have the most are sometimes the least thankful for their blessings, while those who have the least are the most thankful. Our Christmas story, These the Humble, pictures for us this great and lasting lesson.
Now, Joe E. Brown, starring as Johnny Quick in These the Humble. Our story opens late one summer morning in the studio office of Molly Scott, one of New York's most successful talent agents. Molly's husband, the dancer known professionally as Johnny Quick, comes into the office.
Well, Mr. Quick, welcome back.
Hiya, Bunny.
How'd you do?
I was terrific.
I'll bet.
Bet. Packed them in like sardines, all over the circuit. Here's a little remembrance for you.
Gee, thanks. Say, did you get top billing?
Well, I had a run-in with a couple of managers about that. You know those small houses play up the local favorites?
Oh, my gosh, a 5-pound box of candy. Oh, my waistline.
Gotta get off that diet once in a while, honey. Hey. I recognize the touch on that piano. Miss Scott working with someone?
Uh-huh. Mr. Costa, polishing up his new dance routine.
Costa?
He works hard, Mr. Quick. Even after the rave notices he got for last week's opening at the Starcase. Have some candy.
No, thanks. Starcase, huh? Maybe it's time I got back to town.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Quick. Miss Scott said she wasn't to be disturbed.
I can talk to my own wife, Costa or no Costa. May I interrupt? I'd like to see you for a minute, Molly.
You can wait.
Can you, Johnny? We're just about through.
Right now, baby.
Look, Papa, I'm not waiting for anybody, Cash. Now go sit down in the magazine.
Oh, a big splash now, huh, Costa?
I ain't on the way down like some guys.
Why, you fresh punk?
Stop it, both of you. Mike, I'll be right back. You can be working on that pivot. Come on, let's go to my office. Now, Johnny, what's the matter? Didn't things go well?
Well enough. What's all this between you and Mike Costa?
What do you mean?
How come he got that booking into the Starcase ahead of me?
He earned it.
I suppose I didn't. Me, Johnny Quick. A headliner for 25 years. Get me the Starcase. I'm through playing the sticks.
Johnny, you know I'd do anything in the world for you. Except put you on a spot where you'd... Well...
All right, go ahead, say it. Flop.
Johnny, please.
Okay. If that's the way you want it... There's plenty of other agents be glad to represent me. Matty Harris, Joe Granger, plenty of them.
You're asking for it, Johnny. You're really asking for it.
So long, baby. See you around. Hiya, Matty. What's new? Johnny Quick. Yeah, it has been some time at that. How's things? Oh, busy, huh? Well, I'll only keep you a sec. Look, Matty, I want you to agent for me and book me into the Starcase. What do you mean, not a chance? All right, so okay, they're booked solid for 6 months, but they can make room for a headliner. What headliner? Are you kidding, Matty? Okay, that's all right. You feel that way? So long. Okay, so there's 100 other agents. Folsom. Doggone glad to see you again, Sammy.
And who's so glad to see me so near Christmas?
Well, you know who I am, don't you?
I seen you somewheres, friend. The name escapes me.
You're a great kidder, Sammy. I'm Johnny Quick.
Oh, sure. I thought your wife did your booking.
Oh, you know how these family deals, they never work out, Sammy.
This Mike Costa's taking up all the time, huh?
I know cracks.
No offense, friend. I'm just telling what I read. So you want a job?
Yeah, a good one.
How long since you worked?
Oh, maybe a couple of months.
You asked me to believe you got those mort holes in that time? Come on, how long?
Well, 6 months.
I can get you 2 weeks at the Jolly Club to putting on a few acts for the Christmas season.
You mean that clip joint over in Brooklyn?
So what's wrong with their money?
How much?
$25 a night, 2 nights a week.
Listen, Sammy, that's peanuts.
Those that cannot afford caviar eat peanuts. 50% to me.
50%? Why, you bandit.
I can get a good animal act for less. Take it or leave it, friend. Take it or leave it.
Save it, Max. Save it.
Save nothing. You ought to push out the pasture. You're all washed up. You're terrible.
Listen, you.
Yeah?
There was a time I'd take those cracks, but no more.
Ah, come on. Get off the floor, you bum.
Shut up or I'll shut you up.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to fight? You pick the right guy.
Oh.
Come on, punk.
Oh, you wait.
Let's go.
You're asking for it,
all
now.
All right, I'm asking for
try
it.
Try this on for size, loudmouth.
The guy walked out on you, Molly. Ain't that enough of a hint?
I'm not going to explain, Mike. You wouldn't understand. Now, let's not talk any more about it.
Okay. Why do you think Sammy Folsom will know where he is?
Because Sammy has exclusive booking into the Jolly Club. Some relative of his runs the place. The only way Johnny could play that date would be through Sammy.
I can't figure it, Molly. I'm nuts about you, and he ain't. I'm on my way to the top, I'm making plenty of money, and he's on the skids. So you chase after him.
You're wrong about one thing, Mike. Johnny's still in love with me, whether he knows it or not. It wouldn't make any difference if he wasn't, because he needs me. I won't be long.
Well, hurry it up. It's plenty cold today.
Come in.
Where can I find Johnny, Mr. Folsom?
I wouldn't know. So maybe he is your husband, Miss Scott. Him you can keep. You know what that wild man done last night?
Where is he?
Over in the Jolly Club. He socked the customer and a riot started.
Yes, I know. You must have an address for him.
What good is an address? The landlady telephoned this morning. She kicked him out. He was broke. The Jolly Club wouldn't pay off. Now, can you blame him? She said I should pay his
room.
Look,
let me have that address. I'll go talk to her. She may have some idea of where he went.
Sure, sure. Only you find him, don't bring him back here. Well, with that Johnny Quick, I've had it.
Predicted. Read all about it. Evening paper. The paper, mister?
No. Just let me have half this doorway, kid. Whoa. That wind's like a knife.
Come on in. It sure is cold. Yeah, I'd think you'd freeze without an overcoat, mister. Evening paper. Big storm predicted.
I'm all right.
You're shivering.
I'm all right, I tell you.
My feet get cold. This is the only way I can keep them warm.
Hey, where'd you get that step, kid?
Well, I don't know. I saw it somewhere, I guess.
Ever hear of a dancer called Johnny Quick?
Well, sure, I've heard of him, mister. Hey, I've seen him. Hey, come to think, that's where I got it. I saw him do it at a benefit show for us newsboys a couple years ago. Boy, could he dance.
He could, huh? Hey, I'll take a paper at that, kid. I think I got a quarter. Yeah, here you are. Keep the change.
Thanks.
Now, take a good look at me.
Okay, but... Golly, mister, you look just like Johnny Quick.
That's right.
You are him.
That's right.
Gee, wait till I tell Mom I talked with you, Mr. Quick. She'll get a real bang out of it.
You're okay, kid.
Well, that's what I'm going to be. A dancer.
Yeah?
I'm going to be better even than, Mike Costa.
Oh, him, huh? Hey, what's your name?
Peter Fitzpatrick. Everybody calls me Fitzy.
Fitzpatrick, huh? Well, that's a good name. Look, you better knock off work and get home, Fitzy. Boy, it's starting to snow.
Well, I have to sell these papers first. You better go home yourself, Mr. Quick. You look awful cold.
Don't worry about me.
Guys don't go around in weather like this unless... Say, if you need a job, I think I know where you can get one.
No, no, I don't need a job, kid. I'm doing fine. But just for kicks, where could I get one?
Well, Mr. Dunning is one of my customers. He's boss over at Abbott's department store. I heard him tell another man he was looking for a Santa Claus.
Give me that again. A what?
You know, a guy that dresses up like Santa Claus and talks to little kids and their moms. Hey, what's funny?
That's the payoff. Me, a department store Santa Claus. Me, Johnny Quick. Well, well, young man. Little fellow, and what can Santa bring you for Christmas? Before I'd take a corny job like that, I'd starve and freeze.
I'm sorry, Mr. Quick, I didn't...
Oh, shut up. Who do you think you're kidding?
Honest, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. With no overcoat, I thought maybe you needed a job.
All right, let it go, kid. You meant well. I just got a bad habit of blowing my top.
If I hear of anything else, I'll let you know.
I don't know where I'll be. Well, so long. Oh, brother. Just like a knife. Anyway, it's good weather for Santa Claus.
Now we return to our Christmas story, These the Humble, starring Joe E. Brown.
Mr. Quick, wait!
Well, what do you want, kid?
Will you do me a favor?
If I can. What is it?
Will you come home with me for supper? Mom would get a big bang out of meeting you. No fooling, she would like it.
No, 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 some other time. Run on home now. It's starting to snow pretty hard.
Well, okay.
And be careful crossing the street.
If I don't see you again, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, look out!
Oh, holy... Don't try to get up, kid. I'll carry you.
I guess I'm okay, Mr. Quick. That car just sideswiped me right here on the leg.
Didn't even stop. I'll help you up. Easy now. There. Come on. I'll see you home, Fitzy.
Don't tell Mom about this, will you?
Well, she'll see something's wrong.
Not if you don't tell her. And if I don't limp so she can't hear it.
What do you mean?
She's blind.
Is Mr. Quick washed ready for supper, Fitzy?
He's in washing up. You want some help dishing up the stew, Mom?
Oh, no, darling. I know this flat like the palm of my hand.
How do you like him?
I do like him, and I'm glad you brought him home, Fitzy. But him so famous and all. Will he mind eating in the kitchen?
No, he's swell.
I hope I haven't kept you waiting, Mrs. Fitzpatrick.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Quick. I just put the food on the table this minute.
Sure is nice of you to ask me to supper.
pure selfishness on the part of Fitzy and me. We're looking forward to you telling us all about your dancing.
That's for sure.
You're wonderful people.
Golly, listen to that wind.
Yeah. It's brutal.
But you're not going to have to go out and do it, Johnny, quick. You're going to stay right here.
Now, look here. This is too much. Mom, look, I can't impose on you.
Now you listen to me. If you're a little down on your luck, and everybody is now and then, we want you to make this your home till your luck gets better. Or for as long as you want.
I don't know just what to say, Mom, except that tomorrow I'm going to nail down that Santa Claus job.
Take you to lunch, Molly?
No, thanks. Mike, sit down. I want to talk to you. How about doing a matinee show for kids and their mothers?
Where?
Abbott's department store in the auditorium. It's part of a big Christmas party the store's giving the kids.
That place is just like a barn. It's old, bad acoustics.
Oh, look, it'll only take a little while, just a couple of routines. I'll play for you if you want me to. Mr. Dunning, the store manager, is very anxious to have you do it. He's phoned twice already. Also, Mr. Dunning came up with an angle that'll sell you to every kid in that auditorium. And every kid who'll see the pictures in the papers.
What is it?
You'll be introduced by the store Santa Claus.
Well, well, little man. And what can Santa bring you for Christmas? Ah, lost your tongue, huh? Well, you think it over, and then come on back, and we'll try again. Fine boy you have there, ma'am.
Come into my office a moment. Johnny, isn't it?
That's right, Mr. Dunning.
You're doing a fine job as our Santa Claus. You not only look the part in that costume, but you act it. You've been before the public, I gather.
Yeah. A little.
Good. That'll come in handy in what I want you to do. You've no doubt heard of these people.
Oh, no.
This is our Santa Claus. Miss Scott, Mr. Costa.
Hi. Hello.
As you probably know, Mike Costa is perhaps the country's best dancer. Tomorrow afternoon, he is going to favor us with a sample of his art. I want you to introduce him in the spirit of the season.
I'd rather not, Mr. Dunning.
What?
You sound just like Johnny Quick.
Yeah, he sure does.
Sorry, you can count me out.
Well, in that case, consider yourself through.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's take off his whiskers and have a look.
Hey, get back.
Mike, stop it.
There we are. Johnny Quick as Santa Claus.
Oh, Johnny.
I wouldn't have missed this for a
funny,
thousand
bucks. It's funny, huh? Why, you creep.
Johnny, please.
Get out of my way, Molly.
A blind man could have seen through that costume.
So help me out. Blind man. Blind.
That's the stuff, honey. Now, just relax.
I've changed my mind, Mr. Dunning. If you still want me to, I'll go through with this and introduce Costa.
Just look at that auditorium out there. Jam-packed. That's promotion for you.
Do all these people have to be backstage, Mr. Dunning?
Well, they're store employees. There's no room for them out in the auditorium. They want to see Mike Costa, too.
Yeah, well, you better point out those no-smoking signs to them.
Oh, yes,
let's go, Santa Claus.
Oh, Mike, don't be such a heel.
One of these days, Costa. All righty, Mr. Dunning.
Yes, yes. All right. Go ahead out there, Johnny.
Thank you, and welcome to this fine big Christmas party Abbott's store is giving you. To start the party off, old Santa wants you to meet a really great dancer. One who has performed everywhere, even way up at the North Pole. Miss Molly Scott at the piano, and here he is, Mike Costa.
Hello, kids. Hi. I will tell you about... about myself, I guess you've all heard of me, as the foghorn said to the seagulls. I worked up a special dance for you today. I call it Coming Down the Chimney. Here we go.
Hey.
Huh?
Mr. Dunning, do you smell smoke?
Yes, seems as if I do.
Holy. Look back there.
What?
That flap. It's going up like a torch.
Good Lord.
Hey, get those people out from backstage. Quick. Call the fire department.
Yes, yes, right away.
Molly, look at that. Let's get out of here.
No. No, no, Mike. Keep on dancing. Pick it up again. Come on.
Hey, I'm leaving.
Foster, get back out there. You got to hold them. They'll panic.
Are you crazy? Look at that fire. Let go.
Yellow punk.
Let go or I'll smack you.
I'll do the smacking, brother. You had that coming for a long time. Hi, folks. Hi, folks. Hi, look. Molly, the old intro. Quick, before they break.
You're in it, Johnny.
What's old Santa Claus, folks? Here's how we dance way up north. Plenty of time, folks. Plenty of time. No danger. Go out slow. Hey, what am I saying? I don't have to tell most audiences. They walk up on me anyway.
Nice, Johnny. Nice. You've got them.
Smoke. Molly, quick. The smoke is getting awfully thick. Go out. You go out. I'll hold them.
No. No, not until you do.
Slow it easy, folks. Don't jam the exit. Plenty of time. Brother, that's smoke. How am I doing, Molly?
You're terrific. And here's another notice, Johnny. Johnny Quick, veteran hoofer, suffered second-degree burns in giving the performance of his life to prevent a panic.
What did you think of the performance, Molly?
Honey, it was sensational.
What's funny?
Oh, you are. You know, even with the place on fire, you hated to get off that stage. You fought with a fireman half-conscious. Said you had to take your bows. Oh, you're a great big ham, Johnny Quick. And I love you.
Merry Christmas, Fitzy!
Oh, hi, Merry Christmas. Gee, this is swell. Come on in. Hey, Mom, it's Mr. Quick and Miss Scott.
Merry Christmas to
you.
Hey,
Mom, Merry Christmas.
To you. It's real nice of you to come up and see us on Christmas morning.
And why wouldn't we, Mrs. Fitzpatrick? You and Fitzy have done wonders for Johnny.
Oh, sure, it was nothing.
That was plenty. Hey, Fitzy, here, put these things under the tray.
Presents, huh?
Oh, just a few little things.
They don't look little to me.
We'll open them up in a minute. First off, you tell them, Molly.
Well, Johnny and I are working up another act. You know, we used to work together in vaudeville, and we already have bookings.
With my wife and agent? Why not? And that's not all. As soon as we can teach you a routine, Fitzy, and if it's okay with Mom, we want you in the act.
Golly. You hear that, Mom? Is it okay?
Of course, darling. You couldn't be with better people. Sure, and the Lord's given us blessings with both hands on this day.
That goes for all of us, Mom. And to let him know we're grateful. Well, when I was a kid, my folks used to sing an old hymn on Christmas morning. Went something like this. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. This is Joey Brown. I want to tell you how much I've enjoyed being with you this Christmas season. I also want to thank all the fine people who appeared with me in These the Humble. And from all of us here to all of you there, the warmest season's greetings and best wishes for the happiest New Year you ever had.
Music for this special presentation was composed and conducted by David Rose. These the Humble is a copyright feature of World Broadcasting System, Incorporated.